Hey there, fellow humans. Avery Hot here, your trusty guide to navigating this wild thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more confidence. Today's gonna be good, because we're tackling something that messes with all of us. Those pesky negative thoughts that can turn our day from good morning sunshine to oh, great, here we go again. We've all been there, right? That little voice in your head starts whispering doubts, anxieties, fears, and suddenly you feel like a deflated balloon. But what if I told you those negative thoughts are just whispers? And what if we could learn to turn them into powerful affirmations that actually build us up? Buckle up, because we're about to transform those negativity gremlins into positive powerhouses. First things first. Recognizing the enemy. Those negative thought patterns, they're sneaky little ninjas. They can creep in disguise as just being realistic or looking out for you. But let's be honest, sometimes those thoughts just feel plain draining, right? Ever notice how a negative thought can snowball into a whole avalanche of self-doubt before you even know what hit you? That's the power of negativity. It has this amazing ability to expand and take over our mental space. But here's the good news. We have the power to reprogram those thought patterns. Think about it like this. Your mind is like a muscle. The more you use certain pathways, the stronger they become. So if you're constantly feeding those negativity gremlins with worries and fears, well, guess what? They get bigger and louder. But here's the twist: by actively replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, we can actually rewire our brains to think more positively. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Avery, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Good question. And there are some super practical steps we can take. Firstly, become a thought detective. When you catch yourself having a negative thought, and trust me, they'll show up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, those negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that don't actually apply to the present moment. Secondly, practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, these little joys add up and shift your focus away from negativity. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by good vibes? Yeah, cultivate that. Thirdly, challenge those negative self-talk scripts. Instead of saying things like I can't do this or I'm not good enough, replace them with affirmations like I am capable and strong or I am worthy of success. The more you repeat these positive statements, the more believable they become. It's like building a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And lastly, don't forget to be kind to yourself. You are human, and that means making mistakes, feeling doubt, and experiencing all the ups and downs life throws your way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're always capable of growth and learning. Let me tell you a story. I was prepping for a big presentation last week, and my inner critic started going wild. It was like a symphony of self-doubt. You're not prepared enough, it whispered. What if they laugh at you? Remember that time you totally bombed in front of everyone? You know the drill. But then I caught myself. I took a deep breath, looked in the mirror, and said, Avery Hart, you are brilliant, capable, and ready to rock this. That shift in mindset was incredible. Suddenly, those negative thoughts faded away, replaced by a surge of confidence. When I walked up to the stage, I felt empowered and connected with my audience. So, what's the takeaway, folks? Those negative thoughts are always going to be there, they're part of the human experience. But you don't have to let them run the show. By becoming aware of your thought patterns, practicing gratitude, challenging those self-doubt scripts, and being kind to yourself, you can transform those negativity gremlins into positive powerhouses that fuel your confidence and unlock your true potential. Remember, you're amazing, capable, and worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Now go out there and show the world what you've got. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of positivity in their life. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic confidence. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.